I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hey, Johnny. What's up?
I have a problem with Lisa. She said that I hit her.
What? Well, did you?
No, it's not true. Don't even ask. What's new with you?
Okay, back volume two. Goonies are good enough.
God, Cyndi Lauper, she rules.
I know.
You know she's like on The Apprentice or some shit now?
I think she has a reality show now.
God. She was so cool in the 80s. Remember she was like with Captain Lou Albano?
Yeah.
That whole wrestling tie-in, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. We had a discussion about this the other night, but 80s wrestling.
Awesome.
Amazing. Mr. Fuji. Fuji dust. You know, like
it wasn't racist at all.
You know, the ref would always get distracted, and Mr. Fuji would come in and break his cane over somebody's head.
That was how like 90% of matches ended, with the ref getting distracted and someone cheating.
I know, so awesome.
Oof. Good stuff. Then what do we play next?
Oh, well, we only played one song.
Oh yeah, what are we gonna play next?
Let's do a whole set of 80s movie songs.
That's an excellent idea.
You want to?
Yeah.
What do you want to start with? I don't know, you have any ideas? No.
Oh, what about Karate Kid?
Karate. Yes. You're Daniel the best song? Around?
Oh, God. That song rules.
Tim, my friend Tim, who you didn't get to meet this weekend, but he has a theory that that movie, like, Ralph Macchio was hazed that whole movie and all those fight scenes and every interaction between him and the bullies is legit.
No way.
You don't think so?
No.
You know who else, you know who they were originally considering for that role?
Who?
Gary Coleman. Serious.
How's he doing? He's
good.
Doing pretty well, I think.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You know Ralph Macchio is like, he like never did any drugs or anything.
I heard an interview with him and he seems like he's really cool.
Yeah. Career kind of went in the shitter.
I know, it sucks. If I ever made a movie, I'd totally put him in it.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want to do next?
Let's do, so you'll start off with You're the Best Around.
Yeah.
From The Karate Kid. Then let's do Holiday Road from Vacation.
Yeah.
And then that Building the Boat montage song from One Crazy Summer.
Yeah. Can we do one more?
Yeah.
I want to do The Danger Zone.
Okay.
I really like Kenny Loggins.
How do you feel about Top Gun?
It's that not movie, gay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not gay.
That movie's not very homoerotic. The volleyball scene?
Val Kilmer is really good in that.
Iceman?
That part where he just bites and he's like, that's really good.
I remember like watching that as a kid, though, and thinking, like, this is amazing.
Kelly McGillis?
Yeah.
One of those scenes?
What a weird choice to be the sexy woman.
Yeah.
She was, like, 75 years old.
Some of the first sex scenes I think I saw. I haven't seen any since then, actually.
So that's the only one?
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. You're the best around?
Yeah.
Nothing's ever going to bring
you
down?
Do you think I am?
Let's just move on.
At least around this apartment right now? Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
jumping off the deck, shoving in the overdrive.
Did the 80s stuff. That was fun. Movies. Yeah,
good times.
Let's do a little punk rock little set.
Punk?
You want to?
What do you want to start with?
Good Charlotte? No, I want to play a song off the new Mean Gene 7-inch. It's a cover.
Oh, yeah.
They have a split with some band called Big Eyes, who I don't know anything about, but the cover of their song is really good.
Cool.
You want to do that? And then you wanted to play a Propaganda song?
Yeah, I said I was going to do it the last podcast. We didn't get it in there.
What's it called? This should be good.
It's some German, I can't say. It's about, you know, U.S. Army had that video game that people could play online?
No.
And the people that were really good at the video game, they tried to recruit them into the Army?
No.
This is like the early 2000s.
Hmm.
It's kind of about that.
Oh.
It's interesting.
Hmm. And then we'll play two Riverdale songs back to back.
Nice.
Want to?
Sounds good, yeah.
Make Way and Riverdale Stomp.
Yes.
You were saying you saw them, one of their first shows in Chicago?
Yeah,
in
Arlington Heights, Knights of Columbus. They used to do shows out there all the time. And you couldn't even... Actually, they did have a bar in the back. But a lot of times you couldn't drink.
So that must have been like, what, like 95 or something probably?
Yeah, I was in high school.
Because that was when their first album came out.
Actually, when I saw them, they just had the 7-inch on Lookout. With like them on the cover.
Yeah. Back to You? Was that the 7-inch?
Yeah. And they just had that white t-shirt that had like 27 or whatever. Yeah. And everyone bought that shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
I have that somewhere. I have a red one too.
Cool.
I love that band.
Yeah. It was cool seeing them.
Yeah. I only saw them once. They opened up... Green Day took them on tour, and I saw them open up for Green Day, but...
Are you into Danny Baffett at all?
No.
Or any of his stuff?
I never talk about him.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
City, it's a cloud over my head. It's hard to put myself out of it. Now I know you got me through the solo. Since you live, I've been staring at the ground. Been kicking the dirt around. I can't explain. Since you left, I'm a mess. Since you left, there's a cloud over my head. I can't put myself out of it. Now I don't know. You got
Fuck!
So we played Mean Gene, Since You Left, Propagandi. I don't know the name of the song. It's something German.
Yeah, what did you think of that song? Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. And then we played back-to-back Riverdale songs, Make Way and Riverdale Stomp.
Those were good.
So let's just mix it up and just play whatever we want.
Yeah?
You. Why don't you start off the next set?
I want to play a wedding present song. I'm seeing them tomorrow, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
When you go back home?
Yep.
I don't know anything about that band.
I won tickets on the radio.
That's cool.
They're cool. They're from England. They were real big like in the early 90s. Kind of influenced a lot of bands.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah, we saw them. They're doing like that thing where they play a record and just tour on that. They did it for actually the record I want to play a song off of called Bizarro like maybe a year ago. It was really good.
In Atlanta, you saw them? Yeah. Cool.
Singer's kind of weird.
You get a lot of good shows down there, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much everyone comes through there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of bands still skip here.
Why?
I don't know if it's because the drives are so, like, I don't know. Who knows? There's actually a pretty decent music scene here, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of bands have come out of here in Lawrence.
That's awesome.
But sometimes bands, there's just certain bands that never come here. Right.
What do you want to do after that?
Let's do, so you'll play that wedding present song. I'm going to play a song off the new Jimmy Cliff. It's not new anymore. It's from last year, but it's our Ruby Soho Rancid cover. It's really good.
I got to get that.
Yeah, it's awesome. The whole album's cool. And then you want to play a Rancid song to follow it up, right?
Yeah, Olympia. Olympia W.A.
Luke's not going to like that.
Dude, I just love his voice on like that whole record. He toes the line between like retarded and not retarded.
I'm a huge Rancid fan. I love him.
What do you think of that new stuff he's doing?
I'm not into it.
Oh, my God.
Not at all. And then, what's that?
Can I do another song?
Yes. Sorry.
Are you into Leatherface at all?
I've never heard him.
Do you know who he is?
I know the movie.
Yeah? The movie Leatherface?
No, Texas Chainsaw. Jesus. It has nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah. I guess that's where they got the name.
Oh,
yeah.
They did?
They've been around forever. Another British band.
Oh.
That guy's cool. Frankie Stubbs is the singer for that band. He's just like this old, grizzled, punk rock dude. Beard.
And you saw them kind of recently, didn't you?
Last year? I saw them when I first moved to Atlanta. And actually, the show was kind of boring.
Hotlanta?
Yeah, but I'd seen them in the past, and they were really good. Been around forever.
Yeah.
Like, I think he started in the 80s.
Hmm.
Still tours.
Cool.
They used to tour a lot with, like, Hot Water Music. I was never really into that band. But
no. I saw them once in Chicago.
They were really big when I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
They would always play big shows.
What's the song called, the Leatherface song?
Andy. It's on that BYO split. You ever listen to any of those?
The Rancid NoFX one is cool. I've heard that.
Those are cool. I think that record label was out of, like, Memphis or something.
BYO?
Yeah. No,
I thought it was, like, L.A. or something. We'll look it up and argue about it.
You'll probably be right.
We'll see.
It's probably from New Jersey.
Well, actually, Bouncing Souls' first record was on BYO.
I was never into that band.
Really? Their first few albums are awesome.
Really?
I think, yeah. Going to see them back in, like, the mid-90s was awesome.
Don't they have, like, 32 albums?
I haven't heard the last couple.
Yeah. Are they still a band?
Yeah.
Still an active band?
Yeah. You want to play some?
Changing. sir, but it was different then. That's all in the past. There, I've said it now at last. You grew quicker than me. I kept so many old things. I never quite stopped hoping. I think I know what it means. It means I've got to grow up. It means you want to grow up.
much like the devil. There's something burning deep inside of me. Red in the day, Puerto Ricans. These girls took us to the fun house, where we played alone and pimp on my shit. Hanging on the corner, 152nd and Broadway. The cars passing by, but none of them seem to go my way. In New York City, well, I wish I was on the highway. Back to Olympia. I'm having a hard time understanding. It gets harder. Something burning deep inside of me. All I knew, it's 4 o'clock and she ain't never showed up in. I watched 1,000 people call from work. Yeah! Hanging on the corner on 52nd and Broadway. A car's passing by, but none of them seem to go my way. A New York City, I wish I was on the highway. Back to Olympia. I lose everything. Something burning deep inside of me. Running to the Puerto Rican. These girls took us to the forties. I don't wanna be alone again. Hanging on the corner, 152nd and Broadway. The cars passing by, but none of them seem to go my way. A New York City, I wish I was on the highway. Back to Olympia.
It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hey, Johnny, what's up?
I have a problem with Lisa. She said that I hit her.
What? Well, did you?
No, it's not true. Don't even ask. What's new with you?
Hi, doggie.
You're my favorite customer. I can't believe you got to meet Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
How was it?
He's incredible. He's out of his mind. He's like 4 feet tall, too.
Oh.
Just seeing that movie in the theater is pretty awesome, too. Have you done that?
No.
Because people really get into it. It's like Rocky Horror. You know, they throw things at the screen.
We're talking about the movie The Room,
yeah.
By the way, which...
It's probably one of the classics of our generation.
It's just like the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life. Not on purpose, obviously. Mark Young hated it.
Really?
He couldn't even get through it.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
He's got to give it a chance.
I did not hit her.
I did not.
You're my... And they made that... Like, he... It feels like he's trying to kind of capitalize on it as a joke, but yeah. I think he made that and was 100%...
That's what's awesome about it. Like, all the other people in the movie are all, like... Yeah, he was 100% into it. Thought it was really serious and good.
It is.
And you really can't tell if he thinks that. Like, when you meet him and he talks about it, can't read him. Kind of like you.
Was he cool when you met him?
Yeah, he was nice. We did, like, a fist bump or something.
Terrorist fist jab?
Yeah.
That's so awesome that you got to meet him. Hopefully he'll do something like that here.
Yeah.
Lloyd Kaufman's coming in town in a couple weeks.
That rules.
He's showing...
He's pretty old, too, right?
I bet he's, like... Mid-60s, yeah. Maybe. He's showing Toxic Avenger and Poltergeist.
Nice. Didn't he go to, like, Harvard or something?
He went to Yale.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's just hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, let's play one more set. No, we'll play one more set, and then we'll talk, and then we'll play one more song.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I want to start with an Alice Cooper song, Be My Lover.
Nice.
What
album is that on?
I don't know. Love It to Death, maybe? I blew it. Sorry.
Did you know that his name actually isn't Alice Cooper?
What are you going to play next?
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to play some Budos Band.
Okay. Are they from Chicago?
I don't know where. I think they're from Brooklyn or something.
Oh.
Some bullshit. They're cool, though. I saw them in Atlanta, too.
How was it?
It was good.
What's the song called?
A bunch of white people dancing.
That's embarrassing.
Chicago Falcon? Yeah, that part was kind of embarrassing, but they were really good.
White people do need to stop.
You think?
It's horrible, dude. Like,
stick to what they know?
I mean, the bar we were at last night, did you see those people?
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Weren't you dancing at one point?
Was I?
I think so.
Shit. I probably was. I had a couple too many Zimas.
Woo-wee!
And then I'm going to play a song by Ronnie Dio and the Prophets.
Cool.
Dio's doo-wop band when he was still probably like 50 years old at that point. But, It's called Blue Days, Blue Nights.
Did he have long, curly hair?
Yeah. Luke saw him on the street once in Chicago and said he's like...
Yeah, he's a midget.
Like 2 feet tall and he was wearing sweatpants. But anyway.
Sure.
So that song's pretty cool. And then we'll come back and we'll play one more.
Sounds good.
All right.
She struts into the room. Well, I don't know. Sort of look her over. We have a drink or two, well, maybe three. And then suddenly she starts telling me her life story. We'll be right back.
goodbye. Goodbye, baby.
One more song?
Yeah, I can't believe we got through all that stuff.
What do you want to end with? Grand finale.
Are you down for Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
Another song?
Always.
Let's do Rocket Queen.
Good.
It's a good closer.
Cool. All right. Well,
you know that part of the end of the song, apparently he was really like getting it on with some chick and they recorded it?
Yeah, I've heard that. Wasn't it one of the other guy's girlfriends or something?
I don't know.
Probably Steven Adler.
God. How's he doing?
He's good.
Yeah, they went to go see his new band, right?
Yeah, I think they've seen him a few times. But,
huh. Yeah. Well, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I guess. Think you're ever going to come back?
Yeah. Totally.
When?
Like 2027.
Oh, cool. I got to come to Atlanta for a weekend.
Just calm down.
Next weekend?
No. You really should come down, though.
I know, I'm going to, in the fall.
Good stuff.
Sucks they don't have a hockey team anymore.
I know.
But I'm glad it's in Winnipeg, though. Yeah. They deserve it a little bit more.
You think?
Duh.
How's Bufflin doing up there?
Big Buff? He got a DUI on a boat last summer.
Didn't he gain like 200 pounds?
I don't know. I don't
guy.
Know if he's in shape. Yeah, he's huge.
But, all right.
All right, that's enough.
Thanks, everybody.
Woof! Woo-wee!